I'm in Block B and stood next to Dr. Sue Black. We must stop meeting like this.
Hello. Yes, we really must. No, actually, we mustn't, because I enjoy meeting you, Christian.
Why are we here today?
We're here for the unveiling of the Turing Papers, which has just happened, by James May.
And there's also another formerly embargoed, but now everybody knows about it, small exhibition of some of Alan Turing's personal effects, which I find quite fascinating. Have you had a chance to have a look?
I haven't had a look yet, but it was very interesting. Turing's nephew, Sir John Dermot Turing, gave a little talk about Turing just now, and it was interesting that he said it was nice to have an exhibition of Turing's personal effects, because we always focus on the computing and the amazing stuff that Turing did, but we don't look so much at what he was like as a person. So there's Turing's teddy bears and I think some of Turing's school reports and some prizes that he won at school. So really interesting, I think, to have the human aspect, the personal aspect.
Yeah, they were saying a lot of people tend to concentrate on the eccentricities, and one thing Captain Jerry Roberts didn't manage to get into his talk today was brief explanations on what it was like to work with Turing and the kind of mannerisms he had, where he came across quite shy in his creased clothing, and he would tap his fingers down the corridor wall as he would walk past you in an almost nervous manner, in a way. But he did have this very human existence before and outside of his work, which his family was imparting, and it was quite interesting to hear about his rowing and his school reports here for everybody to see. And very nice touch. A lot of people here. What kind of people are here?
Well, there were some nice talks. I think the first person to speak was Sir John Scarlett, who's the new chair of trustees here at Bletchley Park, who's already doing some great things in getting people or more people on board with supporting Bletchley Park. And he gave a very nice speech thanking everybody who'd been involved, which is great. It was great to hear Kelsey Griffin, Director of Operations here, named, because she does so much and rarely gets a name check, so that was great. And then we also had Captain Jerry Roberts, who worked here as one of the code breakers, speaking. There are lots of people here, like trustees and lots of press, which is good. I don't know who the press people are. Maybe
I've seen ITV, BBC, The Register, a lot of snappers, and yeah, it's really good to see. I don't know if James May is a bit of a pull. James May, who just seems to be the perfect person to come along, because he's absolutely fascinated with British history. He gave a nice little talk before cutting the ribbon, didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. He was saying great things about computer science, and yes, I'm glad that you videoed it, Christian, because I'm going to be listening to that again later on, so that I can comment on exactly what he did say, because he was basically saying that it all started here, which is, you know, for me, that's great.
And we forget that, and there's so many kind of heroes in this room. I'm going to nip around and have a chat with a few people, and it's great to see Turing's family and relatives in such a small group of people, so we can get around and talk to them all. You're here for a little bit longer, aren't you? There's a lunch later on.
Yes, there's a lunch later, and I've got various meetings set up with various different people to discuss various different things.
Lovely, exciting. I'm looking forward to that myself. Let's mingle, shall we?
Yes, let's go.